Blackstone Audio presents Galactic Pot Healer by Philip K. Dick. Dedication for Cynthia Goldstone. And truly I was afraid, I was most afraid, but even so honored still more that he should seek my hospitality from out the dark door of the secret earth. D. H. Lawrence. Chapter 1. His father had been a pot healer before him. And so he too healed pots, in fact any kind of ceramic ware left over from the old days, before the war, when objects had not always been made out of plastic. A ceramic pot was a wonderful thing, and each that he healed became an object which he loved, which he never forgot. The shape of it, the texture of it, and its glaze remained with him on and on. However, almost no one needed his work, his services. Too few ceramic pieces remained, and those persons who owned them took great care to see that they did not break. "I am Joe Fernwright," he said to himself. "I am the best pot healer on earth. I, Joe Fernwright, am not like other men." Around in his office, cartons, empty, lay piled. Steel cartons, within which to return the healed pot. But on the incoming side, almost nothing. For 7 months his bench had been bare. During those months he had thought many things. He had thought that he ought to give up and take some other line of work onto himself, any line of work, so that he could go off the war veteran's dole. He had thought, "My work isn't good enough. I have virtually no clients because they are sending their broken pots to other firms to fix." He had thought of suicide. Once he had thought of a major crime, of killing someone high up in the hierarchy of the peaceful International World Senate. But what good would that do? And anyhow, life wasn't absolutely worth nothing. Because there was one good thing which remained, even though everything else had evaded or ignored him.